MacDonald Observatory was dedicated on May 5, 1939, and the original 82-inch telescope is still in use today, 82 years later. I'm Billy Henry, inviting you to help us celebrate this milestone and many more. Make a tax-deductible donation or give a subscription to Stardate Magazine or to our same-day podcast. Details at stardate.org. And thank you for your support. Stardate May 5th. Rocky planets like Earth are tough. They can survive some pretty harsh conditions. Some have even formed from the debris around exploded stars. And they may form around supermassive black holes, where conditions could be comfortable for life. Giant black holes inhabit the hearts of most big galaxies, including the Milky Way. Many of the black holes pull in gas and dust, creating a hot disk that spirals around the black hole. The disk produces radiation and winds of charged particles that could be bad news for newly forming planets. But a recent study says that under the right circumstances, it's possible that Earth-like planets could be born around such a black hole. At the right distance, the disk would look the same size as the Sun does in our own sky, and it would provide about the same amount of energy. That energy might help forge the chemical building blocks of life, and it could power photosynthesis in plants. With an especially big black hole, the habitable zone might be thousands of light years wide. Not surprisingly, there's a downside to being in that zone. Black holes sometimes produce huge outbursts, enough to sterilize nearby planets. And the odd gravitational effects around a black hole could sling a planet around like a car on a roller coaster. Still, scientists aren't ruling out the possibility that life could inhabit worlds around giant black holes. We have more about black holes in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.